Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Welcome back, and thank you for your patience as I worked to reschedule my life and times to be able to work and still make this show. I think I've got a manageable workflow in place now. So let's see how we go. I'm delighted to note that while I've been off the air, some reviews have still come in via Apple Podcasts. As we return to normal scheduled programming, let's see what one of these says. What do we have here? A review from Apple Podcasts, United States of America. Best podcast. That's a very bold statement at the top of the review there. I hope it's referring to me and not just about to go on about how the best podcast is Serial or Mark Maron or stuff you should know. Let's carry on. 5 golden stars. I wonder if these are for me, or if they are for Mark Maron. He's a funny guy. Dan Bain, where are you? Oh, seems it is for me. Please come back and melodically mumble me to sleep. I need more of your stories, which are by far my favorite way to be gently mumbled to slumberland. That is from Superbugged. Thank you, Superbugged. I think maybe you wrote me a message in the past. Can you double review a show? Is that even possible? What does the algorithm think of that? Who knows? Anyway, Superbugged. I'm back, baby. I'm back. Tonight's first episode, I've tried something a little adventurous that I'm sure heaps of you will not enjoy. Nonetheless, a little one-off thing to amuse myself, I suppose. Always wondered, is it possible to do a musical episode of the show without destroying the purpose and rationale of the show? We'll see. But I will just say this one might not be for everyone. Tomorrow morning, I'd love it if you could rate, review this, much like Superbugged. You could follow I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, and Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. But not now. They can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 3, Episode 1. Approach sleep like a child does the stationary table. Approach sleep as a young person who is at the bulk discount stationery store, preparing for the new school year. Ah, the promise. Ah, the potential. A new backpack. An empty one that doesn't have the remnants of that time the banana got out of your lunchbox and then you put your sports shoes on top of it and it burst and went all over your books. A clean backpack, a clean slate, a new year, a new you. You got a new empty backpack and it's time to fill it up with new empty books. What are the requirements for new books? What are the subjects that you have selected? What are the books you must select in order to do the requirements of the subjects you selected? You're doing maths. That's gonna need a book with grids. You're going to need grids, little cells, to put all the numbers in. Look at those grid books, that graph paper. You're going to be graphing. You're going to be ruling lines. You're going to be filling those cells with numbers to do equations. Look at it empty. Look at its potential. It doesn't even have a name written on it yet. Look at the price. 58 cents. Oh yeah. You're going to be buying a lot of exercise books. What do we need next? Let's continue with maths. Brand new protractor. Little half moon. Little sun peeking over the horizon. If the horizon were totally flat, aka 180 degrees, you can measure that. You can measure it with your new protractor. Need to go further, need the sun to be bigger. Let's buy a compass as well. Now we can draw circles of any size, and we can measure angles. We've got angles, we've got circles. Maybe sometimes we're going to need straight lines or distance. So, let's buy a ruler. 30 centimeters. 30 centimeter plastic ruler. You'd like one of those metal ones, but they're expensive. And the plastic ones or $1.20. Oh yeah, that's a bargain. Get a red pen for ruling off. That's right, when the day's work is done, as an adult, you sign off, you sign out. But when you're a kid, and you've just written an 80-word story, time to roll off. Get your red pen. Red straight line right across the page. Day done. Let this be a mark. Let this be the sign. Let this be the indicator to all that on this day I wrote an 80-word story. How did the story go? In the weekend, I went over to my uncle's house, and out the back, there were frogs. I tried to catch a frog in a jar, but I didn't succeed, which was sad. Then we had some cake. Roll off. That's how we do it in creative writing class. The subject also needs a notebook, so you can do your reading journal in it. Whoa, where am I going to get a notebook? How am I going to afford one? 11 cents for a notebook? Oh yeah, look at its red cover. I should get two. No, says Mum. You just get what's on the list. Okay, fine. But I definitely need this for my reading journal. I have to record all of the things that I read. I'm going to fill this notebook up. Because I like to read. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do. What's this? Pencils? Well, as you can see, I'm going to need a 2B and a 2H for technical drawing. That's right, a hard pencil and a soft pencil. I'm also going to need the same for art, plus a big thing of paper. Look at this cartridge paper. Look at it. I didn't even know you could buy paper like this. And it's all going to go in a big brown wallet. Like a big brown, what's it called? A folio? A folder? A folly? Sure, why not? All of the above. Put the paper in it. I'm gonna do art. Oh, I'm gonna do paintings in watercolor and acrylic. I'm gonna do drawings in pencil. Maybe I'll do something in pastels. Not crayon no more. Crayons for babies. We're moving up in the world to pastels. Oil pastels. Oh yeah. I'm going to do something in charcoal. I'm going to do something in inks. But I'm not going to get to buy pastels or charcoal or inks or coloured pencils. The school will provide those as part of general art supplies. If I want to do any at home, I'm going to have to get my own. But not this week, because we've already got to pay for all this other stationery. Approach sleep like a child, finishing primary school and about to start at a big kid's school. Approaching the stationery table, finding all these new things that you never knew you could even need for school. Can I have a new pencil case? I really want this one. It looks like a Coke can. It's a Coke can. I could put my pens in it. Also, I need new pens. I need at least a red pen and a blue pen. But I should have more than one. Because what if one runs out at some critical moment? I'm gonna need this binder. I'm gonna need this ring binder. I'm gonna need this ring binder. And I'm gonna need some refill pads to put inside it. I'm also gonna need some subject dividers. I'm looking at these color-coded subject dividers, thinking about how I'm gonna divide up this refill by subject. I'm gonna divide it up by subject. We're gonna have some science and some history in here, but I'm also gonna divide it by topic. Yeah. Whatever we study in term one, I'm gonna put this divider, and I'm gonna write the topic. Then I'm gonna put this other one with whatever the next topic is. So if I ever need to access my notes, That's what I'm gonna do. I don't need to buy anything from here for PE because it is an entirely practical subject. Oh yeah, looking at all these exercise books, there's a lot of potential here. What's left on my list? Music. What do I need for that? Pencils, already got them. Another exercise book. Already got it. Blank stave paper. What the heck? I've never encountered this before. Look at this. A book full of blank musical staves. Every good boy deserves fruit. All cows eat grass. What a world of potential. I'm just imagining the kind of music I could write if I had this empty book of staves. If I had this empty book of staves, I could write music that sounds like Massive Attack, because it's 1996 and Blue Lines has just been released, and in a few years' time Mezzanine is going to be released and blow my mind. I could be writing music that sounds like Massive Attack. Thank you. Time to fill up the empty staves. Time to fill up the empty staves. We're gonna fill up the empty staves. Fill up the empty staves. Trying to make things sound like Massive Attack. Like Massive Attack. From the front. The shapery and the stationery shop, the colors of pens and the stationery shop, and the shapery. Stationery shop, the colors of pens, and the stationery shop, and the shapery, and the stationery shop. The colors of pens and the stationery shop draw circles all around rather be a rock star than a comedian. I'd rather be a rock star than an improviser. I'd rather be a rock star than a podcaster. I'd rather be a rock star. I'd rather be a rock star than a comedian. I'd rather be a rock star than an improviser. I'd rather be a rock star than a podcaster. I'd rather be a rock star. Rather be a rock star. I'd rather be a rock star than a comedian. I'd rather be a rock star than an improviser. I'd rather be a rock star than a podcaster. I'd rather be a rock star. I'd rather be a rock star than a comedian. I'd rather be a rock star than an improviser. I'd rather be a rock star than a podcaster. I'd rather be a rock star. Rather be a rock star. I'd rather be a rock star than a comedian. I'd
I'd rather be a rock star than an improviser. I'd rather be a rock star than a podcaster. I'd rather be a rock star. I'd rather be a rock star. Who's that with the big old jeans? Who's that touching Chris Warner? Who's that eating the beans? When it's 1998 and everything is noir-y. Everything is noir. 98. Everything is noir. And has lots of reverb. Our rapping isn't particularly passionate. Particularly, where did we go from here? We've fallen out of the room. There's a hole in the ground with my shoe in it, and I'm climbing back up that ladder. The parrots in the cage, the violence, where did I put my glass eye, where did we go from here, we've fallen out of the room, there's a hole in the ground with my shoe in it. Climbing back up that ladder. The parrots in the cage. The violence, the violence. Where did I put my glass eye? It's a little bit sexy, but you can't tell why. A little bit sexy, but not specifically. You can't quite put your finger on why. Why? It's a little bit sexy. It's a little bit sexy, but you can't tell why. It's a little bit sexy, but you can't tell why. It's a little bit sexy, but you can't tell why. A little bit sexy. Can't tell why.
That was season 3, episode 1 of Sleepy Time Mumbles. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus Co. Created and hosted by me, Dan Bain. Until next time. Good night. Sleep tight.